Most people think rhythm and blues is an invention of the post-war era, something that originated with musicians like Ray Charles and Roy Brown and the early doo-wop groups. But rock and roll historian Ed Ward has a profile of one of the true pioneers of R&B.
It's an all-too-familiar irony. Here's one of America's most influential musicians, but none of his records are in print in this country. And when I mentioned his name to an otherwise well-informed person the other day, the reaction I got was, "Who?" Yet Louis Jordan, a short, alto saxophone-playing black man with a goofy smile and a natural gift for comedy, can, I think, be said to have invented rhythm and blues, to have been one of the first black artists to sell as well with whites as with blacks, and to have been directly responsible for inspiring rock and roll by giving Chuck Berry something to aim at. Louis Jordan was born on July 8, 1908, in Brinkley, Arkansas, and first shows up in the reference books as a member of Chick Webb's popular band in the mid-30s. He made his first recordings in 1939, and the next year he recorded the first one in his inimitable style.
You cats keep beating up your chops. I ought to turn you over to the cops. But dig this field, I'm gonna lay on your gate. Don't cop your broom, park the body and wait. You run your mouth and I run my business, brother. You run your mouth and I run my business, brother. You tell everybody I'm busted. You talk so much you got me disgusted. But you run your mouth and I run my business, brother.
All that hip jive talk went over well with jazz fans, and his band, called the Timpani Five, although there were usually seven or eight of them, none of whom played timpani, laid down a rhythm everybody could dance to. Jordan's records quickly sold well enough that he was one of the few artists who recorded commercially during the Second World War, and one of the few black artists who had a major label deal with Decca. But after the war, Louis Jordan's career really took off.
Heading for the station with a pack on my back. I'm tired of transportation in the back of a hack. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack and hear the lonesome whistle, see the smoke from the stack and pal around with Democratic fellas named Mac. So take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, jiboogie. Woo-woo, woo-woo, jiboogie. Choo-choo, choo-choo, jiboogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack.
Choo-choo, jiboogie was Jordan's second million-selling record, and it decimated the charts in 1946. His most famous record, though, had come out a year earlier and hadn't sold as well because dozens of other artists recorded it at about the same time in imitation of the Jordan magic.
Walking with my baby, she got great big feet. She long, lean, and lank, and ain't had nothing to eat. But she's my baby, and I love her just the same. Crazy about that woman, 'cause Caledonia is her name. What make your big head so hot? Ma, I love you just the same. I'll always love you, baby, 'cause Caledonia is your name.
Caledonia, as an expression of dismay or exasperation, entered the language in black communities right away. And 20 years later, I heard a black teenager put down another's antiquated taste by calling it Caledonia-fied. Jordan was hot. He made a record with Bing Crosby. He made another one with Ella Fitzgerald. And hot on the heels of Caledonia, he made another record whose title wound up on everybody's lips.
One night Farmer Brown was taking the air, locked up the barnyard with the greatest of care. Down in the hen house, something stirred when he shouted, "Who's there?" This is what he heard. "There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So calm yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. We chickens trying to sleep and you butt in and hobble, 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 hobble with your chin."
Now, with a record like this, Jordan was skating on thin ice. On the one hand, Farmer Brown being told to mind his own business by a voice from the hen house is a pretty funny story. On the other, this is yet another stereotype tale of black people stealing chickens because, the stereotype says, they're too lazy to work. The good humor, I think, overwhelms the dark side of the song. After all, there's no evidence of the chicken thief's race. But in the years ahead, as black self-image became an issue, Jordan's stock would fall. And there's no doubt that his stories, as epitomized in this 1949 smash hit, were of an earlier era.
Now, if you ever been down to New Orleans, then you can understand just what I mean. Now, all through the week it's quiet as a mouse, but on Saturday night they go from house to house. You don't have to pay the usual admission if you're a cook or a waiter or a good musician. So if you happen to be just passing by, stop in at the Saturday night fish fry. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never see such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
But during this time, probably because Jordan was, like Louis Armstrong, a safe sort of black entertainer, he was the highest-grossing black act in the country and one of the highest-grossing of all. His small combo pointed the way to the modern rhythm and blues band, and his unusual humorous slice-of-life songs delivered in rapid-fire patter got Chuck Berry thinking about writing some himself. Louis Jordan died in 1975 of a heart attack, just as a new generation was rediscovering his genius and realizing that this funny little man might just have been the grandfather of rhythm and blues.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. He also writes for the Austin Chronicle.